Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, May 23rd. No strike, but job action by postal workers starting today as the union and Canada Post continue negotiations. A midnight strike deadline came and went, and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers has called for its 55,000 members to start withholding overtime. The two sides met for a short time last night, but did not come away with a deal. Saugeen Ojibwe Nations due to make a delegation before a provincial committee to voice concerns about proposed legislation. Saugeen issued a statement saying the Ford government's Bill 5 has the potential to affect Saugeen's rights and territory by weakening protections for archaeological sites and species at risk and exempting developers from laws that control development. Saugeen leadership will talk about the potential impacts of the bill at Ontario's Standing Committee for the Interior next week. The 5th annual Grey Highlands Ram Rodeo is set to take place this weekend. It will go tomorrow and Sunday at Osprey Community Center. Grey Highlands Mayor Paul McQueen says it's always a hit.
Everybody's excited for the rodeo. It's our 5th annual rodeo at fun-filled events with regards to a family outing for all.
McQueen adds over the last 4 years, the rodeo's raised close to $150,000 for the Hospital Foundation. Walks for Alzheimer's will be held in several communities in Bruce and Gray counties tomorrow. Michelle Fleming with the Alzheimer's Society says there are walks in Owen Sound, Saugeen Shores, Kincardine, Hanover, and Thornbury. There are an estimated 650,000 Canadians living with dementia. Fleming says the walks this weekend will help support local programs offered by the Alzheimer's Society.
We run a lot of social recreation. We have an education department. We have our support services. We are here to assist anybody that is on this journey.
There's a household hazardous waste drop-off event in Owen Sound tomorrow. You can bring old paints, propane tanks, and other hazardous waste to the Public Works building on 20th Street from 9 until 2. And to Ottawa, Prime Minister Mark Carney will be replacing his chief of staff in the coming months. A statement from the Prime Minister's office says Carney has asked Marco Mendicino to stay on until the summer. Reports say Mendicino is considering a run in Toronto's mayoral race in the 2026 municipal elections. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading as rising Treasury yields continues to weigh on sentiment. Yesterday, a mixed close, the Dow and S&P 500 were little changed. The Dow down 1 point, 41,859, while the NASDAQ advanced a quarter percentage point. The TSX also a flat trading day, 14 points higher to 25,854. Bitcoin trading a half percentage point lower this morning to just under 111,000 US, a slight breath in its rally to an all-time high. The price of oil little changed at just over 61 per barrel, while gold's up more than 1% to 3,330 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 72.39 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead. The Morning Sports is presented by RE/MAX. Florida shut out Carolina 5-0 to take a 2-0 lead in the East Final. The Panthers have scored at least 5 goals in each of their last 4 road games, all wins. They're back home for Game 3 tomorrow. Tonight in Dallas, the Oilers will try to get the split on the road. The Maple Leafs are not renewing Brendan Shanahan's contract. We'll get more details this afternoon when MLSE President Keith Pelley speaks with the media. The Blackhawks hired Jeff Blashill as their new bench boss. Canada went out of the Worlds with a thud. They lost 2-1 to Denmark in the quarterfinals. PWHL final, Minnesota tied Ottawa with 16 seconds to go, then tied the series with an overtime win. Memorial Cup starts tonight. Rimouski plays Medicine Hat. London's first game's tomorrow against Moncton. Blue Jays needed extras to get the sweep against San Diego. They're back above 500 and are in Tampa tonight. And MVP Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 38 to give OKC a 2-game lead on Minnesota. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Junior B North Stars lost a close one 9-8 to Cambridge Highlanders last night. Tomorrow, the North Stars host Point Edward at Durham Community Center. And with the ongoing renovations to the Bayshore, the Owen Sound Attack will be shifting their training camp in late August to the Shallow Lake Community Center. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Periods of rain today and a high of 9. Tonight, showers ending near midnight, then mostly cloudy, a low of 7. And for the weekend, cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some showers and a high of 11. A mix of sun and cloud and 14 on Sunday.